won't you kiss her once for me? Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Holly jolly Christmas.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
We are back here at the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School Fieldhouse with Rapids trailing Sparta 32-30. Here's right away out of the gate. Rapids shoots a three by Gilbertson. Can't get a foul, but they get the rebound. So they're back on the attack here as we get the second half of action underway. Rapids again, they were trailing 32-30 at the half, led by Sean Reynes with 11, Brody Gilbertson with 9, Jordan Zelgowski with 7, and Tyson Stemple with 3, and Gilbertson, he adds another basket, and Rapids, hey, they are tied now, 32-32, with about 17 and a half to go in regulation. Sparta, they're looking to continue some success. Caden Cott, he led all scorers with 12, followed by Gavin Reed with 10, then Grant Geyer with 7, and Gus Tripp with 3. So Sparta working around the key. Brandes, he kicks out. Reed, 3-bomb for the big man. That's short. Still a rebound coming the way of the Spartans. And up hard off the glass, that was Tripp. And rebound Rapids. Jordan Zelgowski, he gets up there, has steam, kicks back out. Gilbertson goes to his right, stops, hands off to Reynes, step back. He's looking to pass. Gets to Jarrett Zelgowski. He passes to Gilbertson in the left wing. Gilbertson hard to the glass. Layup off the glass and count it. And Rapids takes a lead. 34-32. 16-20 to go in regulation. Far side, that is Tripp. He's being guarded by Torque. Tripp, he cuts through the lane, kicks back out. Torque, he's still there, providing defense. Three bomb on the way, and that one was by Berendez, and that's missed, and that's pulled down by Jarrett Zelgowski in Rapids. Coming down the court, two-point lead, 34-32. Gilbertson hard off the rack, and that one falls. And Gilbertson 6 points here fast in the second half. Rapids leading 36-32 over the Spartans. 15:44 to go. Sparta working, trying to work the ball down low. They don't want to settle for any long shots or poor shot selections. Working the paint, across the way. That is Geyer. He's hard off the glass, and Geyer gets some points. He moves up to 9 for the game. 36-34, Rapids lead. 15:20 to go in regulation as Gilbertson moves the ball up past the timeline. Don't have any halftime scores to report to you, unfortunately. I was doing some digging and couldn't find them. There's a whistle, blocking foul, and that's Geyer, and that's his third, first one of the half for the Spartans. I believe that is his third. Wait the official, and it is. So Geyer, he's going to have to come out of the game for a little bit. A little frustrated, and I get it. He's a strong player. He's a good player. I've been impressed with what he does. And Predators want to play as Rapids gets the ball inbounded. Torque down along the baseline. He tries to pass back across the way, and that's tipped away. And that's a turnover for the Raiders. That's just their seventh in the game. First of the second half. Tripp brings the ball up. Berendez near side to Cott. Cott moves back over to Berendez, or Berendez kicks back out. Three bomb on the way for, I believe that was 11. That's another one that, oh, there it is. It's David Fabry. And then we got a whistle, and that's a foul. Gavin Reed, and that's his first. Second of the second half for the Spartans. So Rapids, they get the ball. Inbounds, Gilbertson, Jordan Zelgowski back to Gilbertson. Gilbertson leading the point on this. Gets across the timeline. And Rapids starts their offensive possession. Gilbertson kicked into the corner to Jordan Zelgowski. Hands off to Reynas, still on the right side. Reynas, fancy footwork and dribbling. Kicks down along the way. Three bomb by Torque. Three bomb by Torque is good! Three bomb on the way, and that's money. 39-34. Rapids leading. 14 minutes left to go. Is Sparta working the ball, trying not settling for too far of shots. They are trying to work the ball down low, get Rapids in foul trouble. Shout up. That's by Cott. He gets his rebound. Up again. No good. Pulled down by Arenas. Rapids moving the ball well, and they've got a 39-34 lead. And a runner-up by Gilbertson. That falls off. That hits the side of the backboard. Rebound by Tripp. And Rapids playing some defense now. Sparta, like I said, they are not trying to fall for three-point shots. They are trying to work the ball down low, get Rapids in some foul trouble, and hit them. But they've not been able to do either one. As Stepa playing tough defense on Reed. Pass back across the way, and that's Tripp. Kicks back into the corner, and that's caught for three. And that rattles across there, across the rim. And it's rebound by Reed. Berendez stops. He's got double-team ball. Got poked loose. Ball is loose. Picked up by Stempa. Turnover for the Spartans. First of the second half. And that's Gilbertson bringing the ball up. Pass to Torque along the baseline. Little runner falls. And that's two for Torque. And a timeout for the Spartans. And Rapids taking a 41-34 lead out of the chute here in the second half. As we have a full timeout for the Spartans, we'll take one too, Seth. Be back here in a minute here on 105.5 WIRI.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Sometimes we all need a helping hand. We are Love, Inc. We bring together the community of faith and our Wisconsin Rapids neighbors that need a helping hand. Need a hand up? Call us at 424-5683.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
It's Christmas time, and we got the spirit. Run DMC infamously said, one of my favorite Christmas songs there. So we get back to action here. 12:45 left to go in regulation. Rapids leading 41-34, and now it's 41-36. Of course, as Grant Geyer, he gets a runner to fall. Rapids playing well. Start the second half right out of the gates. Reynas, he picks up his dribble, kicks out to Stempa, far side. Torque three bomb. That's a little strong. Pulled down by Nate Guns. And Sparta back across the timeline on their next possession. I want to thank Seth for all those awesome Christmas tunes. Played at halftime minus Sleigh Ride. As we got a turnover for the Spartans. Offensive foul. And that's coming up against 23. I believe that was what the indication was. And it was 23, that is true. So that's his first foul. Yeah, he's just got a hate-hate relationship with Sleigh Ride. It's not that it's that bad of a song, but every year in wind ensemble here at Lincoln High School, when I was in band, we played that every year at the Christmas concert. And as a percussionist, she had fun, but gosh, I just got tired of the song. My sister felt the same way. She was in Wind Ensemble 3 years older than me, so we have the same distaste for that song. So thanks, Seth. So now I guess you're going to play that all the time now. Thanks, Seth. But underway back again. Rapids on the attack. Ooh, Reynas with torque right under the basket, and he can't get it to fall. Rebound. Two Guns in Sparta. They're coming back on the attack. Pass back out, nearly out of bounds. Berendez, he comes back. He gets back inside, and he... Cott cannot handle it, but last touch by Rapids. So Sparta still with possession. 11.5 to go in regulation. 41-36, Rapids lead. Rapids playing well here to start the second half. And for their sake, hopefully they can keep it going. As out goes Torque and Stempa, and in comes Mansell and Jarrett Seligowski for the Red Raiders. Inbounds to Sparta. Three bomb on the way by Cotton. Count it. So Sparta now getting some longer shots as they were early on in this half. They were not for it as they were trying to get everything inbounds. It's poke checked there by Grant Geyer. Sends the ball out of bounds. Rapids looking for their first win of the season. Going up against Sparta with a 3-2 record. It's pretty good teams Rapids has played. Sparta as well. They've played some decent teams as well. Gilbertson, little jab step, cuts through the lane, up hard off the glass. That's not good. Rebound pulled down by Cott and Sparta. They get to move the ball again. Made a 2-point ball game. 41-39, under 11 to go. Ball is poked loose by Rapids and pulled down by Jordan Seligowski. Stop. Three bomb by Reyna straight on. It hits the front, and it's pulled down by Jared Seligowski, and a foul coming against Sparta. I think that's going to be Cott. I believe that's his first, unless I missed one. 21. As he really was draped all over Jared Seligowski. That's actually his second. He was draped all over Seligowski. He tried to get the rebound, and in the words of the student section, you can't do that. So Rapids gets an inbound along the baseline. Lob pass to Gilbertson is hauled in. 10:39 to go. Rapids leading 41-39. Reynas, top of the key, goes right, stops, picks up the dribble. Shot down to the corner by Mansell. Jared Seligowski gets into the paint, and he gets the ball knocked loose, but was able to kick it back out to Reynas. Ball poked loose by Geyer and still stays by Rapids. 10:23 to go. Rapids leading 41-39 over the Spartans. Rapids has played some really close games this season. Like I said, a lot of that second half against Mosinee, it was a one-possession game, and Rapids had a lead, too. It was inbounds. Jordan Zelgowski kicks it back into the wing. That was by Mansell, and he tries to get back to Zelgowski, and that bounces off his foot, goes out of bounds, and Rapids keeps possession. Last touch by Sparta as out goes Reynes and in Torque, and out goes. Well, that's the only one making the change as Gilbertson to inbound, lob. Jordan Zelgowski, senior, goes to his right, dribble behind his back, loses the handle of it, ball is loose, big scrum for it, stop, whistle, and it's a jump ball, and that actually goes to Sparta. Fortunately for Rapids, is Sparta, they steal a possession, but they flip the possession arrow, so that's actually going to be a turnover. You want to call it that, as Sparta gets the ball down low to Reed. Throw about three bound with Sparta. Stop, carried into the lane. Pass back into the wing. That's a shot, and that's nothing but net by Cott. That's his second three bomb of the half, and it's now 42-41. Sparta, 9:43 to go in the second half. Turnover for Rapids, and that's they're able to get the ball away from Gilbertson. That was Geyer on that. Sparta, they're back on the attack. 9.5 to go. Rapids trailing by a point. And there is a whistle as Gus Tripp was crashing through the lane. And that's foul coming up on Zach Mansell. That'll be his third. And going to line is Gus Tripp for two. He missed the shot, so we get two free throws from the line. Bend to the knees. Shot is up. It's off the back iron, no good. So Rapids happy with that turn of events, at least on that shot. Looking around some scores. And good news, if you're a Bucks fan, 35-34, middle of the second half, second quarter against the Oklahoma City Thunder in the Commissioner's Cup, or the NBA Cup in-season tournament championship. We tried getting that to be the Maloff Cup, but they wouldn't bite us. 43-41 ball game. Sparta. Rapids with the ball. Torque near side. He stops, picks up the dribble. Pass back out to Mansell, and he gets the ball poked away. Turnover, Red Raiders. And there is a foul on Mansell up to the rack by Geyer. And count it. And one for Geyer. And there is Mansell. That's four fouls now. Young man's probably going to be taking a seat for a while. Yeah, that is his fourth, as in comes Gilbertson for Mansell. And it's an and one for Geyer. 9:06 to go in regulation. Could go to, we'll see after this shot. And it's good. So now I can officially say 46-41 lead, Sparta. 9 minutes to go. Rapids trailing, a lot of time left. Reynes ball with the goes to his right, stops, kicks back out. Torque, look for some place to go with it. Takes a dribble and a couple steps, loses the handle, turnover, and there is a foul coming, and that is going to be against Torque. Believe it or not, I'm kind of surprised at that, as I honestly thought that was going to come up against Sparta's Zach Gibson, as he was diving in there and kind of chop block Torque, but officiating crew says otherwise, so I'll go with what they say. And Sparta, they're back on the attack under the 8:40 to go in regulation. Sparta, they've got a 46-41 lead over the Red Raiders, not being very polite guests in that respect. Not letting the home team win, of course. And there is a blocking foul coming up on Reynes. And that's what the call will be, and that's the first on Reynes for the Red Raiders. Both teams with four fouls in the second half. Inbounds, Sparta down low. Ream, he kicks back out. Ball with Gibson. Sparta working the ball around. Trip over to Gibson. Gibson, pass back, go over to Berendez. Geyer Geyer to Brenda's in the wing. He loses dribble along the baseline. That's picked up by Gilbertson. And he's falling out of bounds, and he spikes it off the ground. Last touch by Sparta. So there's still a turnover there by the Spartans. Rapids ball, under 8 minutes to go, 46-41, Sparta. Isaiah Torque being guarded by Gibson, across skip pass to Jarrett Selgowski. Gilbertson over to Reynes on the right side, steps back, steps forward, stops, kicks the ball across the way, a little too high. Torque just gets fingers on it, but he can't hold it down, and that's another turnover for Rapids. Sparta ball, 7:37 to go. 46-41 lead for the Spartans over the Red Raiders. Inbounds, Tripp inbounds to Geyer, and Geyer brings it up across timeline. Low pass is intended for Cott. Cott has it. Three bomb on the way. That's a little off the mark. Big rebound, and that's pulled down by Jared Selgowski, and he brings the ball up past the timeline. He stops, kicks it back out to Reynes. Reynes thought about a three. Step forward, step back three, and that falls off the rim. Very close opportunity there for Reynes. Sparta gets the board, and they're back on the attack. 7 minutes to go, 46-41. Sparta lead over Rapids. Nice little cutter into the lane by Ream. He spins up against Selgowski, and he uses the glass to his advantage as Reed gets to his first of the half, and it's now 48-41. Sparta, 6:45 to go in regulation. Rapids going to have to start turning up the pressure here and making a few shots. And that's one way to do it. And one for Reynes as he cuts through the lane. He gets the hoop in the arm. And there's going to be an and one as a foul will be on Cott. That's his third. Reynes' first points of the second half. So that lead can be cut down to four here if he's successful on this free throw attempt. Bend of the knees, shot is up and good. So it is a four-point basketball game, 48-44. Sparta, 6:30 to go. And there's Sparta cutting back through the lane. The layup attempt by Cott was no good, but the putback by Reed was. And now we've got a 50-44 Sparta lead. 6:15 to go in the second half. Little 17-footer thrown up by Jordan Zelgowski, and that rattles off the rim. Sparta up the court, up off the glass. No good. That attempt was brought up by Geyer and pulled down by Reed. And Reed has it, and he gets two. And a whistle and a timeout for Rapids. 32nd, and we'll take one too, Seth. Be back here in Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School in 30 on 105.5 WIRI.
It's the Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design. Everything is drastically reduced. Save up to 50% off on floor samples, closeouts, and overstocks. Don't miss these limited time deals. The Lazy Boy clearance event at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
.555 left to go in regulation in this non-conference game between Sparta and Wisconsin Rapids boys basketball action. And Spartans 52-44 lead over the Red Raiders. Inbounds, Gilbertson for Rapids, Terranus. Reynes working, dribble between his legs. Left side picks up the dribble, look for somewhere to go with it, almost ran out of time. Jordan Selgowski hits Isaiah Torque on the right side. Three bomb, little too strong. Bounce off the rim, off the backboard, and pulled down by Brandes. And Sparta is trying to work some clock now. Just pass back out. Tripp thought about a three. He thought better of it. Now pass back out. Geyer hands off to Brandes. Brandes cuts her lane. Kick back out to Tripp. Tripp thought about three, then said, no. Let's step back in. Pass back out to Reed. Reed down low to Geyer, and he goes up and gets a basket and whistling. a charge, an offensive foul. He at the basket. That was a little late, delayed call, but Tort got the call. And there is a foul coming up there. That's going to be the fourth on Geyer. So he's going to have to be careful here as Sparta still leads. 52-44. Big turnover, big change, big little bit of events there as one of Sparta's top players tonight. He's got 13 points. He's going to be sitting a little bit as Jordan Zelagowski hits Torque on the left side. Goes back to his right. Jarrett Zelagowski on the right side. Goes left, goes right, kicks back out to Reynas. Reynas on the right wing. Thought about the three, and then he goes, no, let's go back into the paint. And he throws up a little floater that hits the near rim and won't fall. Rebound, Sparta, 52-44, Spartan lead. And there is a timeout called. 30-second variety for the Spartans. And we'll take one too, Seth. Be back here in 30 seconds here on 105.5 WIRI.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Chestnuts.
4:34 left to go in regulation. Sparta leading Wisconsin Rapids 52-44. Boys basketball action, non-conference style, inbounds. Yes. True inbounds to Reed for Sparta. And there is a technical being called on the Sparta bench. There's a whistle in the tee, and coach is right there talking to the official saying, hey, just want to know exactly what's going on. And it is understanding, so it will be a foul being assessed to the bench as Sean Reynas, he goes the line for two, and he gets the first one. Front of the rim, back iron, falls through, and there's one for Rapids, is another opportunity, and they get the ball. Second one's up, count that too. So now Rapids, some momentum here. Something going right for them. 52-46. Sparta lead. 4.5 to go. But Rapids, hey, that technical. That could be huge. Inbounds. Gilbertson, Reynas, crossover dribble. That's looking all right. He stops both free throw line. Kicks out Jordan Zelagowski. Over to Torque on the left side. Torque fakes down baseline. Cutter. Jarrett Zelagowski in the paint going up against Reed. Pass back out. Gilbertson, Rapids resets. Gilbertson fakes left, goes right, kicks out. Jarrett Zelagowski thought three, goes around Ream, goes up hard to the glass, bounces twice off the rim, falls off the rim, pulled down by Gavin Reed. That's unfortunate for Rapids. Would really like that opportunity back, as now we're under 4 minutes to go, and Sparta dribbling around trying to get Rapids to foul, as they only have four in the second half, so they're in very good position here for a little bit, as pass down along the baseline to Tripp, and Tripp goes up, and he gets harmed by Jordan Zelagowski, and there's two coming to, I believe that will be Gus Tripp, and he goes up for two. Tripp, 4 points in the game, just one in the second half to this point, of course. First one's up. Too strong, back iron, falls off, so no harm there for Rapids in that instance. As we have Tyson Stempa coming in, bringing out Jarrett Zelagowski. Get him a little bit of a breather here coming up. Free throw, bend of the knee, shot up. And that's an air ball. So unfortunate for Sparta as Tripp wasn't able to convert on either one at that trip to the line. Nope. Pun intended. my jokes will be here until the end of the broadcast. Rebound. Or no rebound. Inbound here for Rapids. Gilbertson comes up the left side, being guarded pretty tough by Geyer. Pass to Reynes, who's being looked at by Brandes. Reynes stops, picks up the dribble. Torque, right side, three bomb, a little strong. Rebound, Sparta, caught, and there goes Sparta. They get numbers, and 3:15 to go as Rapids tries to trap just inside the timeline, and there's a whistle. Going to be on against Sparta, and that is Geyer's fifth, and he is done. Took a moment for the official to indicate, but there's five on Geyer. So he's out. As that will be 2, 4, 6, 7. 14 points on the night for Geyer. As he's done, he's fouled out. And a lot of frustration for the young man and the coach. He thought it was more of a blocking foul. Evan Reynes really just got tangled up. No one's real fault, but you got to call something. They called it on Sparta, and we play on. Rapids trailing 52-46, under 3 minutes to go in regulation. Rapids going to have to hit some buckets here as they are in the bonus for the remainder of the contest. Gilbertson working the right side, going hard to the hoop, and off the glass, count it. And Gilbertson, 8 points in this second half, 17 for the game, and it's a 52-48 ball game. And we will have a whistle and a foul up against Gilbertson. That's his second. Rapids sixth in the second half. So things getting a little interesting. 52-48, Sparta lead. 2.5 to go. Inbound, Sparta. That's Brandes. Pass over to Cott, working to his right. Down low in the paint to Gunn. Gunn passes it back out. And there's another blocking foul up against Gilbertson. His third, seventh for the Red Raiders. As in comes in James Thurston, as Gibson leaves the contest for Sparta. To the line goes Brandes. No points in the game to this point. 1-1, and he floats it up there and hits nothing but net. So he's got his first point of the game. 53-48, Sparta lead. 2:19 to go in the contest. Shot up, hits the front of the rim, and then crawls over. And the words are Andy Paul. And that is two, and 54-48, Sparta lead. 2:10 to go. Near side, Reynes, he's getting hounded pretty tough there by Brandes, and he looks to pass it down low, and that's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow to Wisconsin Rapids. There's technically going to be flipping that over, so they can call that a turnover, as Gilbertson will be inbounding. Rapids trailing by six. Inbounds, nice little lob to Jordan Zeligowski. Goes right, goes back left. Three bomb by Reynes on the way. It's good! And now it is a 54-51 Sparta lead. Under 2 minutes to go with 1:58. And we will take a timeout, Wisconsin Rapids. Full timeout. We'll take one too, Seth. Back here in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hey, Santa, I wish with all my might.
Under 2 minutes to go, 1:58 to be exact. Sparta leading 54-51. Big turnover for the Spartans. Rapids, they had opportunity, and Reynes, he gets his pocket pick. And then another turnover. It's like Oprah around here. Everybody's getting turnovers left and right. 1:45 to go in regulation. Rapids trailing by three. 54-51. It's getting pretty exciting, folks. Hold on here for the last little bit as Gilbertson hard off the glass and count it. And it's a one-point game. Rapids trailing 54-53. Sparta with the ball getting down into the paint. The hard off the glass is number two. He snuck in on there with James Thurston. He got his first points of the game, and it's now back to a three-point game, 56-53. Sparta lead, 1:10 to go. Rapids with the ball. Reynes, near side, thought about three. Pass back out to Gilbertson. 1:03 left to go. Still 56-53. Sparta. Reynes, right side, stops. Kicks back out, and there's a travel. Turnover, Rapids. That's a kick in the backside there for Rapids, unfortunately. We've got 56.4 seconds to go. Sparta with a three-point lead. Out goes Tyson Stempa. In comes Jarrett Siligowski. Looking to get some tough defense out there for Jarrett that he's kind of cutting his teeth on this year. Sparta getting around the defense, passing down low is Reed up off the glass, count it, and that is a huge basket for Sparta as they lead now 58-53 with 30 seconds to go, and there is a foul called, and that foul goes against Gilbertson, who hit Reynes on a pass right as it was being called, and Reynes actually hit the three. Did not count, however, as we will be seeing how this goes. That's first foul of the game against James Thurston of Sparta. 58-53 ball game. Gilbertson to the line for a 1-on-1. First one up off the mark. And rebound pulled down by Reed. And there's a whistle as Rapids had to foul in the backcourt against Reed, of all people. And that foul will be coming up. Jarrett Siligowski, who's looks a little less than pleased with the situation. But Gavin Reed to the line for two. Actually, it's a 1-on-1. My apologies there. Rapids just with 18 fouls. Bend to the knees. And that crawls over and falls out. So Rapids got lucky on that one. Free throw. No good. Three bomb on the way by Gilbertson. Short. Rebound is loose up for the effort. Last touch. And oh, a great opportunity for Rapids as Zach Mansell was falling out of bounds with the ball. He threw, hit the leg of one of the Sparta players. Falls off, and before it can go out of bounds, he gets it, gets a possession, gets fouled and goes to line for a 1-on-1. That's actually James Thurston. There's a foul. That's going to be Jarrett Siligowski's fourth. So 5-point game could go to six, and it does. 14.4 seconds left. Unfortunate, that little series of plays right there along the baseline, that kind of, I don't want to say it's over, but that probably turns the game against Wisconsin Rapids tonight. Second shot up. That falls in. They both count. We got a 60-53 ball game. Rapids gets the ball up. Reynes shot with three. With 10 seconds left and count it. Big three by Reynes. Not over yet, but 4 points. Difference here is 60-56 as we got a timeout coming. For Wisconsin Rapids, a 30, or it's a full. We're going to keep this here set. Just going to go over the programming for the rest of the week. That's all right. So tomorrow on WFHR, AM 1320, we've got playmakers, James Mailoff and myself. I'll be the guest tomorrow, guest of honor, dishonor, whatever you want to call it. We'll be talking everything sports, be it pro, college, high school, tiddlywinks, whatever it'll be. We'll probably discuss it. Is that, I believe that'll be the final show that I'll be part of until Christmas, because Christmas about a week away. I can't believe time flying. And then Thursday, there won't be any sports broadcasting that I know as far as local games. But if you get a chance, I know there's a triple header. Yeah, I said triple header coming on at Lincoln High School. 5:45, gymnastics and boys swimming. Those two sports are having a good start to the season. Then at 7 o'clock, Wisconsin Valley Conference Wrestling, where Wisconsin Rapids plays host to Wausau West. Those are always some good battles. Boy, do they have some good duels back when I was in school. A couple of them were for state titles. So it's always good when the Raiders and Warriors clash. And then Friday, we're hoping to bring boys basketball action. We got to just fine-tune some things. Nakusa Adams Friendships, what the plan is there's an inbounds home run pass. As that's not good. As Rapids has a chance here. Gilbertson, long pass, three-bomb on the way. Short by Gilbertson. And that is your ball game. As Rapids just ran out of time, unfortunately, as Sparta comes away with the 60-56 victory. So we're going to step out here for a minute or so. Going to crunch some numbers, make sure I can do math. And we will be back here with conclusion of tonight's broadcast here in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out. Because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Oh, that was a good one, ladies and gentlemen. And this didn't go the way Wisconsin Rapids won it tonight. As they are handed, unfortunately, their fifth loss to start the season. 60-56 by Sparta. Game was very entertaining. It's Rapid Sparta. They went back and forth quite a bit early on. Sparta was able to create some distance en route to a 32-30 halftime advantage. Rapids was able to battle back. They were trailing at one point, if I recall, 30-22 in that first half with just about 5 minutes to go. And Rapids battle back. Just wasn't enough as they trailed, as I said, 32-30. But that second half, boy, did Rapids start hot. My goodness, as they were able to take a 39-34 advantage. It even grew that to 41-34 with 12:50 to go in regulation. But as all game went, Sparta, they were just able to grind it and grind it and grind it and grind it as they were able to pull up ahead later in the half over the Red Raiders and then eventually salted away as Rapids had opportunities. As big three was made late by Reynas to cut it down to a four-point advantage. Rapids got some turnovers and could have cut it down to 1 point and maybe even had a chance to tie it if Gilbertson was fouled on a three-bomb right at the horn and made it. But unfortunately, neither one of those happened as Sparta gave him distance and Gilbertson just a little bit off on that shot, and there's your game, ball game, 60-56, Sparta. Wisconsin Rapids, another nice night for Gilbertson. He had 17, but the night belonged to Sean Reynas, 24 points. Senior outstanding night there for Reynas, 24 points. Gilbertson with 17. 7 for Jordan Zelgowski all in the first half. 3 for Tyson Stempa, a big three-bomb of his own. And then in the second half, Isaiah Torek, 5 points. So that rounds out the Rapids scoring in the game. Sparta, pretty good night. Gavin Reed, 20 points. He averaged, as I said, 20.4 coming to the game. He hit his average, 20 points, as then he was added by Caden Cott. He averaged, as I said, 11.4. He did better than that with 18. Grant Geyer, 14. Gus Tripp, 4. Owen Brandes, 2. And James Thurston with 2 as well for 60 points. Again, I fortunately don't have any other updates on other games that are going on tonight. But as you can find, as they do get turned in, you can find them at WIRI or Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports for the latest high school sports action and scores in the, from the Wisconsin Rapids area. So that's going to do it for us tonight. Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln unfortunately fell to Sparta 60-56. For all of our sponsors, thank you for making these games possible. Really appreciate it. And if you want to get your business in with sponsoring these games, Randy Paul, myself, get in touch with the ladies in the office, and they will make sure they get everything set up the way you want it. And hopefully we can have you join the team and continue to bring these games. So, again, thanks to all our sponsors for that. Thank you to Seth back at the studio. Seth, my friend, awesome job as always. Always love working games with you. And I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll see you soon as hopefully we can bring you a game here at the end of the week. We just got to finalize a few details here. So myself, Mike Comer, good night, everybody. And we'll see you next time. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Slip something over him. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and then she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy.
her daddy's waiting up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper.
Snow is falling, it's Christmas Eve. Presents are wrapped under the tree. Is there one for me?
I only want you for Christmas, baby. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie ribbon around yourself. No letters send north to the pole. That's what I'm wanting this year. Saint Nick don't need to know. I only want you for Christmas, babe. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, babe. Tie a ribbon around yourself. Oh, tie a ribbon around.
Pick it, Rudolph. What about it, Frosty?
So put on your Christmas stockings. I'll find that mistletoe. Let's get into the holiday spirits. Honey, ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Holidays from 105.5 WIRI.
Never been one to ask for help. Need a mountain move to move myself.
ain't the church pew regular, twice on Sunday, quote you the scripture kind. I'm far from a preacher, but I'm a believer. Every single day before I knew your name, I couldn't see your face, but I prayed for you. Every heartbreak trail went on, hope failed. On the highway to hell, I prayed for you. I kept my faith like that old King James said I'm supposed to. It's hard to imagine bigger than I could fathom. I didn't know you from Adam, but I prayed for you.
For someone to love me like you do. Graceful eyes to see me through.
A smile that steals me, a heart that heals me, a touch that kills me too. And baby, you're perfect. I guess the good Lord heard it.
Mama, how you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake. And that one time in Baton Rouge when we made out in the rain, where we went chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for counting me up right out of the blue. I was just thinking about you. I was just thinking about you.
Hey, I just gotta say, I heard your song the other day. When I started reminiscing, I've been on the edge of calling you, and I'm so glad I decided to.
I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake, and that one time in Baton Rouge when we made out in the rain, where we went chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me a bride. I was just thinking about you.
probably thinking about you.
Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI.